Good morning. Welcome into our program today. Cecilia Murray is the Executive Director of the Waynesville-St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Cecilia.
Good morning, Gary. How have you been?
I've been doing fine. We have actually here some events coming up for the Chamber that you would like to talk about.
Yes. We have July events. Our office will be closed on July the 5th in observance of Independence Day. Our chamber luncheon is July the 14th at 11:45 at the Pulaski Family Activity Coalition. And as you remember, that's right down Y Highway on the right-hand side. We're going to have Southern Spice Cafe catering that luncheon. And our sponsor is Phelps County Regional Medical. RSVP deadline is July the 13th at 9 a.m. Cost is $10 per member. Then we have our annual membership social, which we're going to do a luau this year.
Wow, a luau.
Yes, and it's going to be on July the 17th at 6 p.m. at the St. Robert Community Center. Our event is sponsored by Citizens Mortgage Company, and we have Viti's Catering, and it's going to be a really good Hawaiian meal. And it's a great networking, fun event. We're going to have entertainment. We want everybody to dress comfortably in their Hawaiian shirts, and just, it's a very casual event. And the cost for the dinner is $17 per person with the RSVP deadline of July the 13th at 9 a.m. So same RSVP deadline as the luncheon. We thought that'd make it easy for everybody. And so that's our July events that we have going on.
Now, the annual meeting is not going to be held then. In the past, there have been an annual meeting and kind of a membership type thing. Is that right?
Yeah, this is our annual membership social, but we changed the bylaws last year, so we don't actually hold an election of officers at the event. We will announce the new officers. So it's not, we've tried to take a lot of the business part of the event out so that it's just a fun night where people can come out and visit with everybody and just have an annual social time.
The wildest Hawaiian shirt contest.
Well, you never know. There might be something going on there.
There could be something going on there. So you're not going to tell us about the entertainment so much, or
The entertainment is he plays Tony Ray. He's done several of other events, the Chili Cook-Off, and so he plays a variety of music. People can get up and dance, and he's very good, and it's great entertainment.
All right, that sounds wonderful. Again, that date is going to be
July the 17th.
And it's going to be
6 p.m. at the St. Robert Community Center.
RSVP by
July the 13th, same day as you RSVP for the monthly luncheon that's going to be on the 14th.
All right, so actually two membership events.
That week, yes.
This week, I guess.
Yes,
that's right.
That
it is the same week.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday and Saturday.
All right. And so the timing for this is right for people to re-sign up their memberships?
Memberships renewals are due August the 1st. So we mail out all of our membership renewals July 1st, and then they're due August 1st. So everybody will start seeing that in the mail.
So it does coincide with all of that then?
Yes, it does. Right? And of course, new members, it's a great time to join on August the 1st because you're starting the year off and you're getting the full benefit of the whole year.
So when's that frog race going to be?
The frog race is going to be on October the 9th. October 9th, they're going to have Oktoberfest. Or Frogtoberfest, that's what it is.
Frogtoberfest.
It takes a little bit getting used to saying that because we're used to Frogfest. And we've decided to hold the race for the frogs at the same time of the event, and it's October the 9th.
What other activities are lined up? Maybe look at the fall calendar.
Yes, we have August the 12th is our regional job fair at the St. Robert Community Center. Great time to come out and see what jobs are available in the Rolla, Lebanon, and Waynesville St. Robert community. We have August the 27th, Community Pride Night. You guys are out there. First home football game. It's a little early. It's always hot when we have it in August, but that's the first home football game that we serve hot dogs and soda at. September the 24th is our annual trivia night at the St. Robert Community Center. Then we have November the 11th, the Veterans Day ceremony and parade in Waynesville this year. So that's several things that we've got. Of course, the frog race on October the 9th. And then the other big new thing that we're doing is going to be on November 5th. And it's called It's All Here. It's going to be a shop local event on November the 5th from 5 p.m. to midnight.
So you're going to have to, between now and then, convince members to stay open that have businesses to stay open till midnight.
And not just members. This is open to anyone in the Waynesville-St. Robert area. Businesses, whether they're chamber members or not, home-based businesses, nonprofits, churches, restaurants, everybody is invited to participate in this event. We have to have the whole community supporting this to make it work and to have a lot of fun that evening. This is not a fundraiser. I want to say a little disclaimer that this is not a fundraiser for the chamber. This is strictly a community shop local event that we want everyone, you know, you hear all the time, there's nothing here. We have to drive here or there to get something we need. And we want people to realize that we do have a lot here to offer. And that's why we called it It's All Here, because I think people are going to be surprised with this event, how much our community has to offer. You know, a lot of people coming into Fort Leonard Wood, they're new to the community. It's a great way to show off and showcase this event. So it's like a very large open house. And people were wanting people to stay open 5 p.m. to midnight. But there is participating fees. For chamber members, it's $100. For non-members, it's $150. And then we have event sponsors at a $1,000 level and $500 level. And all of the funds that we collect are going to advertising. So we're doing print, radio, TV. We're doing it all. It's a huge value for $100 to participate. They're getting a large media market that they couldn't come out and do on their own.
Well, a great idea. Where did the idea come from?
The Chamber Board meet each year in the fall and work on a strategic plan and kind of plan out what we want to do, our goal for the year. And this idea came up, you know, how can we showcase our retailers and our restaurants and how can we make this an event? And we started a committee. We have a lot of chamber members, over 35 chamber members that are on this committee of different organizations and businesses that are involved. So we're getting a lot of great ideas. And there was just no way that the staff could pull something like this off by ourselves. And the committee has been wonderful to help us out and spend time each month working on it. We just recently canvassed the community with flyers going door to door to every business, no matter what services or retail that they offered. And we've already had people signing up. They think it's a great idea.
So actually, the more the merrier.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, the more money we collect, the more money we can spend in advertising. So it's all about advertising the event to get people to come out.
But a good opportunity. It's very similar, in a sense, to what is accomplished and what is actually the idea behind the Taste of Pulaski County. That is,
yes.
Get the people, introduce them to what is available here.
Then. Right. And, you know, we really showcase restaurants at that event. So this is, you know, really showcasing our retailers. We need to get people in their door and make sure that people know that they're there, where they're located at. And this was a great way for us to do that. We hope it's going to be a great success, that we can continue to do this every year.
All right. Well, we'll see. Again, that's November the 5th.
Yes. 5 p.m. to midnight, and it will be in the Waynesville-St. Robert communities. It's going to be both communities all over. We will have a place set aside for the home-based businesses and any nonprofits that want to set up a booth. They will be able to do that so that they can still participate in the event.
All right. Too early to sign up?
No, we're needing people to sign up so we can start working on the advertising.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so
yes.
We have that.
You know how that goes. You got to plan out several months ahead. So we need people to start signing up, and it's just a great way to be a part of a community event and get your name out there.
Any new chamber members?
We do have a lot of new chamber members since I was last here. We'd like to welcome the Community House of Prayer, the Pampered Chef, Darlene Masters, Seacrest Heating and Cooling and Western Store, Taggy Assurance Group, Sheila Flint, CPA, Hold My Heart Foundation, and Board Technologies. So we've been very busy having new members join us, and it's always an exciting time to showcase the chamber and what we do in the community.
All right. And again, whenever people join up, they, of course, can attend the various chamber functions, including the monthly luncheons, at which time there is always an opportunity for people, whether it be chamber members or leaders in the community, to give updates on what's going on. So many times, as I have found out, that is the first opportunity to hear about, you know, something going on.
Yes.
Is at the chamber monthly luncheon. So if you're new to the area, have a new business, it's always great to do that, get up to date, and to do some networking.
Correct. And it's a great time to learn what's going on, as you said, in the community. We have updates from both cities, Fort Leonard Wood, the county, the school district, tourism. So, you know, if you want to know what's going on, become a chamber member and come out to the monthly luncheons.
All right, so we have the luau.
We do.
Coming up in not too distant future. Yep. Of course, we have the monthly luncheon, which is July 14th, 12 noon, at the Pulaski Family Activity Coalition.
Yes.
Which
right
is
down
on
White
Highway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Always a nice thing there. Now, as you mentioned, it's going to be catered by
Southern Spice Cafe.
And we have been there before, I think, at chamber meetings.
No, unfortunately, they're kind of small. So
we have not been there? I thought we were.
Yeah, they don't have enough room for us to go into their restaurant, so we're able to have them cater the event at the Activity Coalition.
So I have been there. It's great food.
Yeah, it's great food. You've been there. We've all been there, just not together at a luncheon. So now they'll come out and cater our luncheon, and everybody will experience the great food that they have to offer.
And the luau, so make your reservations for both of that.
Correct. It's coming up soon, so don't forget about it.
What is Hawaiian food?
Well, we're not having a traditional pig, but we're gonna have ham, and it's gonna be like a Hawaiian ham, and it's all kinds of good food that that VD's catering has come up to serve us.
Let's see, poi, is that another one?
I don't think we're gonna have poi.
Okay, not gonna have poi. Okay.
No. So, but
pineapples. I bet there are pineapples in some shape or form, I almost bet.
I would be willing to bet that as well. And for dessert, it's going to be chocolate-covered fruit.
Mm.
Yes. So they, if you have not tried VD's Catering, they do an excellent job. They're very good, just like all of our other caterers and restaurants. So this will be the first time that they're catering one of our chamber events. They're a new member this year, so we're excited to have them.
All right, so chamber members, make your RSVPs as soon as possible. If you're not a chamber member, you can become one and get more information by calling the chamber office Monday through Friday.
8 to 5 at 573-336-5121.
Anything else you wanted to talk about here?
No, I think we've covered everything that we're doing through November, so we've got a busy fall coming up.
Have a busy fall, and we'll, whenever we get closer to some of those other dates that you have mentioned here, there'll be more details, and we'll talk about that, and I'm sure when we get closer to It's All Here, that there'll be a lot more details that are available to pass along to the public. But a great idea, and the fact that, you know, anybody that's new to the area, and we're primarily thinking of Fort Wood residents, but it could be other people moving the area, an opportunity one evening at your convenience to really go around and know that businesses will be open, and you'll know what businesses will be open that you can go and visit and find out that it is all here.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gary.
And that's going to be our program for today, our conversation with Cecilia Murray, who is Executive Director of the Waynesville-St. Robert Area Chamber of Commerce.